The confirmation hearings for cabinet positions in the administration of President-elect George W. Bush are already underway. Today, there are new indications that some of the nominees may have a rough go of it. Joining us now is NPR's Brian Naylor. Brian, let's start with the confirmation hearings for Linda Chavez. She's been nominated as Labor Secretary. What kinds of problems will she have to face?
Well, Lisa, organized labor groups have already made it clear that they're going to oppose her very strongly. The president of the AFL-CIO, John Sweeney, said the other day that she was an insult, or her nomination was an insult to working people, and they've made it clear that they are going to launch a campaign against her to try to woo some moderate Republican senators to vote against her. And today she's got a new issue to deal with. ABC News reported this morning that during the 1980s, she had hired a Guatemalan woman to do some odd jobs for her. Apparently, the woman lived in her house, and according to the report, she may well have been an illegal alien into this country. And so there are questions raised about whether Ms. Chavez knew about this and the extent of their relationship. And those are questions that are quite clearly going to be coming up in her confirmation hearings.
Well, this certainly brings up memories of Zoe Baird, whom President Clinton had nominated for a cabinet position way back when.
There's never a new story in Washington, is there? Yeah, we were here 8 years ago. Zoe Baird, the nominee to be attorney general, was discovered to have hired a nanny for her kids and not to have withheld Social Security taxes from her wages, and it was pointed out that as the chief law enforcement officer of the nation, she should certainly have been aware and certainly have been following the law in this case. And her nomination was scuttled. Now, it's a question, if it's not clear if this is quite the same serious allegation against Linda Chavez and what will be the ultimate outcome, but it certainly is embarrassing, I would think, nonetheless, for the incoming Bush administration.
Well, the latest attorney general nominee seems to have trouble ahead, John Ashcroft. Here's an excerpt from remarks by Senator John Kerry earlier today on NBC's Meet the Press.
John Ashcroft was one of only two people in the Senate Foreign Relations Committee, he and Jesse Helms, who voted against James Hormel, a gay man, to be an ambassador. James Hormel was finally appointed by Rhesus, but never, for status, should you have simply opposed him. Do I want an Attorney General of the United States who believes that being gay is a status offense?
As you can see, Lisa, I think Democrats are already starting to make clear their lines of attack against John Ashcroft. For a while, it was thought that he'd have clear sailing because he, in fact, of course, was a former U.S. senator, and his colleagues would be reluctant to vote against someone who was a member of the club. But today, Senator Kerry brought up the issue of Ambassador Hormel. On the same NBC program, Senator Joseph Biden said he may vote against Ashcroft because of Ashcroft's positions on civil rights, his opposition to the nomination of Ronnie White to be a U.S. federal judge. A lot of questions are being raised also by abortion rights groups. They're also very involved in trying to sideline this nomination as well. It's going to be difficult, I think, to get a majority of the Senate to vote against Ashcroft, but I don't think it's anywhere near the certainty that it was just a few weeks ago.
Brian, what are Republicans saying about these objections to Ashcroft and now Chavez?
Republicans are circling the wagons around these two, especially around Ashcroft. You had Senator Hatch, who is the chairman of the Senate Judiciary Committee that will be holding the confirmation hearings, saying today that he would, quote, personally resent any votes against Ashcroft. So I think you're going to see a very hard line, and that Republicans are going to portray any opposition to these nominees as strictly partisan in nature.
NPR's Brian Naylor. Thank you, Brian.
Thanks, Lisa.